Chapter 1, Number 8. Moreover, the exercise of choice is in itself tiresome. Except to people with unusual initiative, it is positively agreeable to be told what to do at each hour of the day, provided the orders are not too unpleasant. Most of the idle rich suffer unspeakable boredom as the price of their freedom from drudgery. At times, they may find relief by hunting big game in Africa or by flying round the world, but the number of such sensations is limited, especially after youth is past. Accordingly, the more intelligent rich men work nearly as hard as if they were poor, while rich women, for the most part, keep themselves busy with innumerable trifles of whose earth-shaking importance they are firmly persuaded.